So Josie, gonna need you back up here. Josie's gonna do a more complete introduction, but I just wanna say a word of thanks to Reverend Kendrick Kemp, who's our preacher for today. And my one comment about Kendrick is to say he's the most, just like Debbie Allen is our forever pilgrim, I've decided Kendrick is our forever student. So he's now working on a D.Min through Garrett Evangelical Theological Seminary. And we look forward. He called me a few weeks ago and said, could I preach? I'm taking a course. I need to preach. And I've been blessed this week, Kendrick, by not having to think about a sermon. It's given me a nice little week off. And so I appreciate that, as well as who you are and the gifts you share with us and with the world. So Josie, you wanna come make some introduction?
Friends, I will start off by saying that this is a profound pleasure for me to be introducing to you my friend, Kendrick, the Reverend Kendrick Kemp. He has a long, long list of credentials that I really need to share with you. He has a degree in social work from Binghamton University, 2 master's degrees, one a master's of theology from Boston College and a master's of divinity from Union Theological Seminary under the tutelage of the great Dr. James Cone. And as Debbie mentioned, he's now enrolled in Garrett Evangelistic Seminary working on a doctorate. We've been friends for 20 years. We met at the Beechtree Care Center back in the day, and we've solidified this friendship over many, many years. I am astonished at his drive and his work. He is a mover. He's a sought-after preacher here in America and abroad. He is the founder of Black Liberation Theology of Disability. Please join me in welcoming the Reverend Kendrick Kemp via Zoom from Boston this morning.
Yes, I just want to say good morning and God bless all at the First Baptist. I want to start off thanking Pastor Debbie for giving me a space to preach with you this morning. This is not my first time speaking in this congregation, but who don't know me, my name is Kendrick Kemp, and I've been living with a disability for most of my life, adult life. My ministry had took me across the country and even in the world. I developed a Black Liberation Theology of Disabilities. It is a lens that I approach Scripture, getting in front of and behind the text to deliver a integrated how the church and the society do or do not live up people were living with disabilities. The timing of that I speak is most fitting because July is a National Disability Pride Month. For this sermon, I have selected this passage And I want my friend, my long friend, Josie, to read the passage of Genesis, verse 22nd through 32. Josie?
Thank you, Kendrick. That same night, Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two maids, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and likewise everything that he had. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him on the hip socket, and Jacob's hip was pulled out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then the man said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, yet my life is preserved." The sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip. Therefore, to this day, the Israelites do not eat the thigh muscle that is on the hip socket, because he struck Jacob on the hip socket at the thigh muscle.
Jacob lived a life as a trickster, a con man, a deceiver. He lived a life of privilege, gaining wealth and status at the expense of those who are close to him. Jacob's life was good. He had all he needed and more to thrive materially. Yet he was spiritual bankrupt. However, things were about to change as he approached that river crossing. Whether he was prepared for it or not, the transformation upon him, both physically and spiritually, God has a different plan for him. As we read the text, we see that God comes to Jacob when he was alone, isolated from his family and his earthly possessions. In other words, God arrived when we are most vulnerable. The struggle ensues. Jacob do not yet, Jacob does not know it yet, but as he was fighting with the mysterious man, he was still struggling internally with his own self-image, his own identity. Jacob fought with the spiritual, mystical figure until daylight. Even after he was struck on the hip, causing a limp, Jacob do not stop fighting. He was transformed. This text do not say that Jacob felt when he was struck, when his body was forcefully changed. I want to use my spiritual imagination and say that Jacob was not happy. He was bitter. He looked different. He walked different. People looked at him differently. His self-esteem was low. Jacob's family was across the river. Didn't know how to treat him after he arrived, limping along the shore. Jacob carried embarrassment and shame because he was living in a different body. We don't know what to do when things change. I can imagine what was going through his head as he limped away from the encounter. Why me? Why can this happen to someone else? Through the struggle, Jacob is disabled, made into the most vulnerable self. While locked in the wrestling match, Jacob confronts his opponent. I won't let you go until you bless me. It is in this vulnerable that is in this vulnerability that Jacob is blessed, liberated from the past identity and spiritual frailty, but only when he embraces the disability and refuses to give in to his doubt, to not let it consume him. This does not dismiss doubts or anger or shame Jacob felt in this disability, but rather embraces that fear of unknown and the discomfort of the vulnerability. It is in this space that blessings emerge, that one is able to sit within the promise of grace. God has made that promise to those in need, to those who hunger for thirst for salvation in this life. God's liberation comes to the vulnerable in the depth of their struggle. Within his own fight, Jacob makes up his mind. He was going to stay locked in the struggle until God blessed him. He was going to do this by any means necessary. Jacob was ready to change, but didn't know how the change was going to come. He didn't know how he was going to get blessed, but he was willing to go through the fire to receive it. The work of liberation, of blessing, is murky and unsettling. It remains compelled as a promise for a change energizes us to work through the struggle and the pain. Like Jacob, we must accept our vulnerability and fragilities of our bodies and our identities. If we're going to change, and if we're going to receive God's grace. When I had my strokes, it changed my life. I didn't see my blessings until much later, after a long battle with myself and with my community, who I felt abandoned me. The blessings were not clean or easy, but rather messy and complicated. It is the struggle that stuck with me even today as I stand before you. I won't let go until God blesses me. There is a power in the name. How we name ourselves is the basis how we think and live within the world, within this world around us. Names are the foundation of our identity. It is how we present ourselves to the harsh reality we must contend within a daily basis. Like Jacob, the onset of disabilities marked a radical shift in our own identity. To live with a disability, like Jacob did, is to be physically renamed. Jacob's name was changed to Israel, which translates as one who struggles with God. when we wrestle, it's not a bad thing. It's a courageous thing to do. Because you're not wrestling with God. You're really actually wrestling with yourself. You're wrestling for clarity of your calling. But Jacob was blessed because he prevailed. In my own struggle, it was long and hard. I couldn't see how God going to bless me. I clung to the old self. The old name, the old identity. I couldn't see how God has changed me into this new person. The struggles was a process, a battle to forbid me as I strained against the assumption and the pressures of this ableist society. The toughness battle, the strong opponent we face is that our old self, who no longer exists, to be disabled is to wrestle with oneself, to learn and reimagine who you are. To be disabled, you is to be vulnerable and accept of change. The prideful Jacob receives his blessing from God because he was willing to change, to be changed. He was willing to be humble. He was willing to humble himself before God, and the world is forever ordered because of it. Jacob, just as Jacob is renamed Israel, made in a new person, so too is physical world change, as made clear in the renaming of the site of his struggle with God. The site of Jacob transformation is named Peniel, which means the face of God. The transformation emerges through the meaning of God and the invisible. See, liberation begins through God's energy, but is enacted in the world by human beings who are changed, reshaped, renamed through that encounter. God creates change in the world by first changing us, by renaming and remaking us. We accept our most vulnerable selves to invite the grace of God within ourselves. It is a fact that most empowering thing we can do in life. The world is changed and is renamed alongside of us. Justice is done by the oppressed, for the oppressed, as they begin to rename their new identity in society, made possible by God's liberating love. The vulnerable will be strong, the broken healed. God bless us to, as we God bless us as we are reformed. The church must become a site for this transformation, a space for vulnerability, a new pinnacle for those of you gathered here today in First Baptist. I ask you to go out in your daily lives, and live with compassion, with an openness to God's blessings. To do this, you must be willing to let go of your previous identities, to abandon the selfish pride of Jacob that would have you believe you know best and right. The true compassion, true justice is achieving only by surrendering oneself to God, to walk alongside Christ in the struggle. And as like with Jacob, God is founded in the vulnerable, disabled, the outcast of society. I urge you to let go of your ignorance and let your self-image. But to do this, don't give up the fight. Don't give up the struggle to become something new. I won't give up until God bless me. Please pray with me. Dear God, we are living in dark times. We need courage and empathy for our marginalized brothers and sisters now more than ever. Let us pray together for peace for this troubled world. O Lord, guide us like Jacob, to open ourselves up to change, heal us of our pride and the vanity of our identity as we struggle for a more just future together. Amen.